7.15. Interview with an illustrator, part 3.
Do you like all the characters you create in an illustration, or are some more interesting to you than others?
You have a sympathetic feeling for all of them, I think. But of course some are more interesting than others, I think. That's not a question I've ever thought about, I don't think. Yes, I think some are more interesting, but I think the essence of that question, I'm not sure if I've got this right, is that you have to be able to, whether they're nice or not, or interesting or not, you have to be able to identify with them so that you imagine in some sense as you're drawing that you are them. And that's much more important than whether you're interested in them or like them.
So you're not thinking of the children who are going to be reading the books?
What I'm interested in about children is children and about children in books. But I'm not illustrating children's books because I love children or because I have children, which I don't, or because anything of that kind. What you have to do while you're illustrating that book is to identify with them for that moment in the same way that's how I know what they're doing, because I just become them for a moment, you know, in the same way that you become the elderly grandparent or you become the dog or whatever the characters are.
Do you draw from life?
I never draw from life, no. I make it all up. I think I'm fortunate in that respect. I can imagine people. I do a rough drawing first to see how, you know, where the gestures are, what the activity is, how the figures relate to each other, what the expressions on their faces are. So I get a rough drawing and then I work from that. But I mostly just invent it.
Do you ever draw digitally?
Digitally, curiously enough, I was probably one of the first people who did it because I did, like 40 years ago, did drawing on a television screen. I mean, in a television studio so that you could draw on the screen, but I haven't gone on with it. I wouldn't mind doing it. The disadvantage to it, from my point of view, is that I like the feeling of the implement on the paper. So that it's, you get, you know, if you have a quill or a nib or a reed pen, you get a different kind of scratch. But if you're inventing what is happening, the reed pen is actually doing it. It's not copying something out there. It's actually creating it as you're going along. So that the fact that you can feel it on the paper is enormously helpful.
Is there an artist or an illustrator that inspired you?
I mean, I was very influenced by a lot of people who were drawing when I started drawing in the 50s. I mean, Ronald Searle, for instance, who you couldn't avoid being influenced by him to a considerable extent. But the person that I think most had an effect on me was a French artist, a contemporary and friend of Searle, André François. When I was a young man, I got his address and went to see him. And then I suppose he died a few years ago. He was nearly 90. But just two or three years before that, I had an exhibition in Paris. And it was rather wonderful because he turned up. I mean, I didn't invite him. The gallery only invited him. So it was nice to think he hadn't forgotten who I was exactly.